Off the Ball, GAA.
The story out there was that they were the tough team, Tipperary. They were the team all the steel, because we were kind of the aristocrats, the team with all the skill.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Preferably, I suppose, how are the players feeling, I suppose, going into the Leinster Championship now?
Yeah, feeling quite good. You know, we finished up our training camp last week, and everyone came back fairly healthy and refreshed, and just ready to go now.
I suppose probably not the league campaign that Wexford would have hoped for, but on the plus side, it is good to get that momentum back with that win against Limerick just going into the Championship, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. Look, it was nice. It was important to, I suppose, get a performance before you, when you finish one competition going into the main one of the year. So to go down there and get the win, yeah, it was very encouraging. And, you know, obviously there was a bit of confidence taken from it too, so hopefully we can bring that with us into the Championship.
And how are you feeling, obviously, back in the squad now? You would have obviously come on against Clare and been working away since then on. Was that nice for you to get back out there?
It was, yeah. It was. No, it was. You know, it was the Clare game, I think, was probably the game we had earmarked that I'd probably get back into the side if I was fully fit. And luckily, I got there that week. And, to go down there and obviously get the win in Clare as well was hugely encouraging. So, I'm delighted. I'd like to be back. Late back on now.
Yeah, it is a great thing. And obviously, someone who's not from Wexford myself, when you look in at Wexford and you're almost kind of viewed as this messiah of Wexford hurling. Like when you come back in, and there's a lot of pressure that comes with that. For you personally, like, I suppose, is that difficult in some senses? Obviously, you're a fantastic player, but like, can it feel a bit overbearing when obviously you've got that great squad around you as well to kind of almost take on the burden of a lot of things?
Hey, look, when you come back into a setup like ourselves, you know, you just got to get back in and do what you have to do for the team, and you know, it's something that a lot of players in Wexford, I suppose, have a lot to do with how Wexford get on every day, and the same as any other county, everybody needs their senior players and their young players going well, and none other than Wexford, we know we need everybody performing. And you know, if we know that if we can get a performance in any day, we'll be thereabouts come the end of any game. So we just need to focus on that, and particularly in a Championship now, we need to focus on just getting in our performances and hopefully get results in the end.
And obviously, come back now, it's a great chance for the squad, I suppose, to reset going into this Championship. It's a completely different beast. No easy games at all. Is there a particular game that you're most looking forward to kind of getting involved in the Championship?
Absolutely not. No, not particularly. You know, you got to treat every game the same way. You got to give every team the respect. And, you know, we're just looking forward to, I suppose, getting back out in the Championship days, home venue, going on the away days. You know, these are all the things that are all about. That's what Championship's all about. And, you know, we'll take every team as they come, and we'll prepare as well as we can for those oppositions. And yeah, we'll just, again, hopefully we'll get the performances in on the day.
Any sort of update on the injury front on your side?
Yeah, no, everything is good. Everything is fine, yeah.
I know. So you're in the ideal situation then, obviously, coming into the game against Antrim, but it won't be an easy game by any task, obviously, won't it?
Absolutely not. You know, obviously, fully aware of what Antrim will bring in terms of their quality. And obviously, look at their manager, Davey. It'll be it'll be an interesting one. Obviously, Davey was with us for a number of years in Wexford, and we have great respect for him, and looking forward to seeing him in Wexford Park again.
Yeah. And do you think there'll be some nice rapport between you after the match as well?
Absolutely. You know, it's, you know, when the game goes on, you know, obviously, your opponents and your opposition, but before the game and after the game, you know, myself and Davey have a pretty good relationship. So, yeah, look, we'll hopefully still be talking after the game anyhow.
Absolutely. Lee Chin, thank you so much, and best of luck in the campaign.
Thank you very much.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.
This week on Diverted.
Do you pop saving? God,
so when I return to Ireland, I will have €0.
This week, we're going to Chile.
¿Hace poco aprendiste a hablar español?
Well, mi español es muy malo.
Es como el inglés mío.
Yeah.
We're going to be visiting the Palestinian football club in Santiago.
Here in Chile, there's the biggest colony of Palestine outside Palestine and outside the Middle East, yes.
And we'll also be telling you about a legendary pair of brothers who made it all the way to the World Rugby Hall of Fame for Chile. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted
on Off the Ball.